You know, when you really sit with Michael Saylor's vision, it's incredibly inspiring. He's making a compelling case that for Bitcoin to truly evolve into a global currency network, we absolutely need corporate adoption to be the catalyst. It's not just about price anymore. It's about building real, lasting utility.
That's a fair point. And it's important to acknowledge that retail investors have undeniably driven Bitcoin's price appreciation and brought it into the mainstream spotlight. But let's be honest about the nature of that participation. It's largely speculative and heavily skewed toward short-term trading. It's volatile by design.
Exactly. And that's where the corporate mindset completely changes the game. Companies aren't day trading. They operate on long-term horizons. They're focused on stability, rigorous risk management, and multi-year financial planning. Take Strategy's current digital asset reserve of around $3 billion. It's already serving as a practical, working blueprint for how this transition should look.
Precisely. When a business allocates capital to Bitcoin as a treasury reserve asset, it creates a structural, resilient demand that actually withstands market volatility and economic cycles. Saylor sees these corporate treasuries as the critical bridge connecting traditional finance with decentralized networks. It's a deliberate, calculated move.
I love that perspective. By integrating Bitcoin into their financial operations, companies can genuinely hedge against inflation, currency devaluation, and unpredictable monetary policy. It fundamentally shifts Bitcoin's role from a volatile trading instrument to a powerful tool for long-term economic stewardship and preserving purchasing power.
And that stewardship requires more than just buying and holding. Corporations supply the institutional infrastructure Bitcoin desperately needs to mature. Unlike individual traders, businesses have established compliance, legal, and auditing departments that can properly navigate custody, tax reporting, and complex regulatory frameworks.
Right, and that institutional scaffolding is what establishes industry best practices. It brings operational reliability and mainstream credibility to the network that retail simply can't generate on its own. Plus, there's something really powerful about the fact that legal entities are designed to outlast individual lifespans. They function as permanent economic anchors, ensuring consistent liquidity and steady network participation over decades.
That longevity is exactly what's needed for the ultimate objective, positioning Bitcoin as a global settlement layer. We're talking about facilitating cross-border payments, instant settlement, and a neutral medium of exchange that operates independently of central bank systems. Retail adoption alone just cannot achieve that scale or that level of systemic integration.
You're absolutely right. Real-world utility multiplies exponentially when you integrate Bitcoin into payroll, vendor payments, and intercompany settlements. And we're already seeing early indicators support this trajectory. Emerging market firms are using it to hedge against local currency instability. Tech companies are embedding digital asset custody into their core operations, and even traditional banks are developing services to meet corporate demand.
Which brings us to the critical takeaway. Bitcoin's path to mainstream financial relevance runs directly through boardrooms and treasury departments, not retail trading platforms. As more organizations adopt it as a core treasury asset, the network will finally gain the stability, regulatory clarity, and operational infrastructure necessary to function as a transparent, decentralized monetary system.
It's going to be a gradual transition, no doubt about it. But the foundation is already being laid by institutional players who are prioritizing long-term value preservation over short-term speculation. And honestly, that gives me so much hope for where we're heading. The future of money is being built in the boardroom, and it's just getting started.